Chapter 10. How Sir Belus met with King Mark, and how Sir Dinadan took his part. Then was King Mark sore ashamed, and said but little again. But when Sir Lamorack and Sir Dinadan wist that he was King Mark, they were sorry of his fellowship. So after supper they went to lodging. So on the morn they arose early, and King Mark and Sir Dinadan rode together. And 3 mile from their lodging there met with them 3 knights, and Sir Belus was one, and that other his 2 cousins. Sir Belus saw King Mark, and then he cried on high, "Traitor, keep thee from me, for wit thou well that I am Belus." "Sir Knight," says Sir Dinadan, "I counsel you to leave off at this time, for he is riding to King Arthur. And because I have promised to conduct him to my lord King Arthur, needs must I take a part with him, howbeit I love not his condition, and fain I would be from him." "Well, Dinadan," said Sir Belus, "me repenteth that ye will take part with him, but now do your best." And then he hurtled to King Mark, and smote him sore upon the shield, and that he bare him clean out of his saddle to the earth. That saw Sir Dinadan, and he feutred his spear, and ran to one of Belus's fellows, and smote him down off his saddle. Then Dinadan turned his horse, and smote the 3rd knight in the same wise to the earth, for Sir Dinadan was a good knight on horseback. And there began a great battle, for Belus and his fellows held them together strongly on foot. And so through the great force of Sir Dinadan, King Mark had Belus to the earth, and his 2 fellows fled. And had not been Sir Dinadan, King Mark would have slain him. Page 21. And so Sir Dinadan rescued him of his life, for King Mark was but a murderer. And then they took their horses and departed, and left Sir Belus there sore wounded. Then King Mark and Sir Dinadan rode forth a 4 leagues English, till they came to a bridge, where hovered a knight on horseback, armed and ready to joust. "Lo," said Sir Dinadan unto King Mark, "yonder hoveth a knight that will joust, for there shall none pass this bridge, but he must joust with that knight." "It is well," said King Mark, "for this joust falleth with thee." So Dinadan knew the knight well, that he was a noble knight, and fain he would have jousted, but he had never King Mark had jousted with him, but by no means King Mark would not joust. Then Sir Dinadan might not refuse him in no manner. And then either dressed their spears and their shields, and smote together, so that through fine force Sir Dinadan was smitten to the earth. And lightly he arose up, and he gat his horse, and required that knight to do battle with swords. And he answered and said, "Fair knight, as at this time I may not have ado with you no more, for the custom of this passage is such." Then was Sir Dinadan passing wroth that he might not be revenged of that knight. And so he departed, and in no wise world would that knight tell his name. But ever Sir Dinadan thought he should know him by his shield, that it should be Sir Tor. Page 22. Chapter 11. How King Mark mocked Sir Dinadan, and how they met with 6 knights of the Round Table. So as they rode by the way, King Mark then began to mock Sir Dinadan, and said, "I ween you, knights of the Table Round, might not in no wise find their matches." "Ye say well," said Sir Dinadan. "As for you, on my life I call you none of the best knights. But sith ye have such a despite at me, I require you to joust with me to prove my strength. Not so, said King Mark, for I will not have ado with you in no manner. But I require you of one thing, that when ye come to Arthur's court, discover not my name, for I am there so hated. It is shame to you, said Sir Dinadan, that ye govern you so shamefully, for I see by you ye are full of cowardice, and ye are a murderer, and that is the greatest shame that a knight may have, for never a knight, being a murderer, hath worship, nor never shall have, for I saw but late through my force ye would have slain Sir Berluse, a better knight than ye, or ever shall be, and more of prowess. Thus they rode forth, talking, till they came to a fair place, where stood a knight, and prayed them to take their lodging with him. So at the request of that knight they reposed them there, and made them well at ease, and had great cheer. For all errant knights were welcome to him, and specially all those of King Arthur's court. Then Sir Dinadan demanded his host, what was the knight's name that kept the bridge? For what cause asked you it? Said the host. For it is not long ago, said Sir Dinadan, sithen he gave me a fall. Ah, fair knight, said his host, thereof have ye no marvel, for he is a passing good knight, and his name is Sir Tor, the son of Ares le Vaesheer. Page 23. Ah, says Sir Dinadan, was that Sir Tor? For truly so ever me thought. Right as they stood thus talking together, they saw come riding to them over a plain 6 knights of the court of King Arthur, well armed at all points. And there by their shields Sir Dinadan knew them well. The first was the good knight Sir Ewain, son of King Uriens. The second was the noble knight Sir Brandiles. The third was Ozana le Cure Hardy. The fourth was Ewain les le Avoutre. The fifth was Sir Agravaine. The sixth Sir Mordred, brother to Sir Gawain. Then when Sir Dinadan had seen these 6 knights, he thought in himself he would bring King Mark by some wile to joust with one of them. And anon they took their horses and ran after these knights well a 3 mile English. Then when was King Mark where they sat all 6 about a well, and ate and drank such meat as they had, and their horses walking and some tied, and their shields hung in divers places about them. Lo, said Sir Dinadan, yonder are knights errant that will joust with us. God forbid, said King Mark, for they be 6, and we but 2. As for that, said Sir Dinadan, let us not spare, for I will assay the foremost. And therewith he made him ready. When King Mark saw him do so fast as Sir Dinadan rode toward them, King Mark rode froward them with all his menial mane. So when Sir Dinadan saw King Mark was gone, he set the spear out of the rest, and threw his shield upon his back, and came riding to the fellowship of the Table Round. And anon Sir Ewain knew Sir Dinadan, and welcomed him, and so did all his fellowship. Page 24, Chapter 12, How the 6 knights sent Sir Dagonet to joust with King Mark, and how King Mark refused him. And when they asked him of his adventures, and whether he had seen Sir Tristram or Sir Lancelot, so God me help, said Sir Dinadan, I saw none of them, sithen I departed from Camelot. What knight is that, says Sir Brandiles, that so suddenly departed from you, and rode over yonder field? "Sir," said he, "it was a knight of Cornwall, and the most horrible coward that ever bestrode horse." "What is his name?" said all these knights. "I wot not," said Sir Dinadan. So when they had reposed them and spoken together, they took their horses and rode to a castle where dwelt an old knight that made all knights-errant good cheer. Then in the meanwhile that they were talking came into the castle Sir Griflet le Fise de Lieu, and there was he welcome, and they all asked him whether he had seen Sir Lancelot or Sir Tristram. "Sirs," he answered, I saw him not sithen he departed from Camelot." So as Sir Dinadan walked and beheld the castle, thereby in a chamber he espied King Mark, and then he rebuked him, and asked him why he departed so. "Sir," said he, "for I durst not abide because they were so many." "But how escape ye?" said King Mark. "Sir," said Sir Dinadan, "they were better friends than I weened they have been." "Who was captain of that fellowship?" said the king. Then for to fear him, Sir Dinadan said that it was Sir Lancelot. "O Jesu," said the king, "might I know Sir Lancelot by his shield?" "Yea," said Dinadan, "for he beareth a shield of silver and black bends." All this he said to fear the king, for Sir Lancelot was not in his fellowship. Page 25. "Now I pray you," said King Mark, "that ye will ride in my fellowship." "That is me loath to do," said Sir Dinadan, "because ye forsook my fellowship." Right so Sir Dinadan went from King Mark, and went to his own fellowship, and so they mounted upon their horses, and rode on their ways, and talked of the Cornish knight, for Dinadan told them that he was in the castle where they were lodged. "It is well said," said Sir Griflet, "for here have I brought Sir Dagonet, King Arthur's fool, that is the best fellow and the merriest in the world." "Will ye do well?" said Sir Dinadan. "I have told the Cornish knight that here is Sir Lancelot, and the Cornish knight asked me what shield he bare. Truly, I told him that he bare the same shield that Sir Mordred beareth." "Will ye do well?" said Sir Mordred. "I am hurt, and may not well bear my shield nor harness, and therefore put my shield and my harness upon Sir Dagonet, and let him set upon the Cornish knight." "That shall be done," said Sir Dagonet, "by my faith." Then anon, when Dagonet armed him in Mordred's harness and his shield, and he was set on a great horse and a spear in his hand. "Now," said Dagonet, "show me the knight, and I trow I shall bear him down." So all these knights rode to a woodside, and abode till King Mark came by the way. Then they put forth Sir Dagonet, and he came on all the while his horse might run straight upon King Mark. And when he came nigh King Mark cried, as he were wood, and said, "Keep thee, knight of Cornwall, for I will slay thee." Anon, as King Mark beheld his shield, he said to himself, "Yonder is Sir Lancelot. Alas, now I am destroyed." And therewithal he made his horse to run as fast as it might through thick and thin. And ever Sir Dagonet followed after King Mark, crying and rating him as a woodman through a great forest. Page 26. When Sir Uwaine and Sir Brandiles saw Dagonet so chase King Mark, they laughed all as they were wood. And then they stood there, took their horses, and rode after to see how Sir Dagonet sped, for they would not for no good that Sir Dagonet were shent, for King Arthur loved him passing well, and made him knight his own hands. And at every tournament he began to make King Arthur to laugh. Then the knights rode here and there, crying and chasing after King Mark, that all the forest rang of the noise.